Okay. Had Shira on this on Tuesday, so we don't remember anything. Some people weren't here, so they definitely don't remember anything. So let's go back to the very beginning of talking about Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva. We said on Tuesday that there were two assumptions they both seem to make. Number one, they both assume that there are only 9 brachot, and therefore we have to combine something. And number two, and even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the Gemara assumes that, right? Because he connects Malchia, Kedushas Hayom with the Zichronos. Everybody believes you got to limit it to 9. Number two, they also only assume, and as we talked about, there's a linkage in this Mishnah regarding the brachos and the tkios, they both assume that there are only 3 brachos when you blow the shofar. And we said on Tuesday that I think both these assumptions can be explained. Maybe the reason there's only 9 is because of that Gemara and brachot, which today we put on the Makoros, everyone can see on page 3. The Gemara and brachos asked, what's the source for 7 brachos on Shabbos? What's the source for 24 brachos on Atinus? What's the source for 9 brachos on Rosh Hashanah? Meaning, it comes from somewhere. It's not just a random number that you can move up or down. And regarding the fact that we only blow for 3 brachos, maybe that's because me Daraisa, we're supposed to have 3 rounds of tkiot. And maybe that's Rashi's intention on the Mishnah, as we pointed out on Tuesday. Let's look at Rashi on the Mishnah. Seder brachos, Omer, Avos, Gvuros, Ekdushas, Yom, Tokeah, the mitzvah b'shalosh tkiot, shel shalosh shalosh. Why is Rashi talking about the mitzvah of tkiot? The Mishnah is talking about the brachos when you do the tkiot. Maybe Rashi is explaining through that why you only do the tkiyos in 3 brachos, because there's 3 rounds of tkiyos. I'm saying this fast because we spoke about this on Tuesday. The machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and this is what we're focusing on today, Os Dalet in the Makoros, is about number one, where Malchios goes. It connects with another bracha, but the question is which one? And number two, when do you blow the shofar? And the question we asked on Tuesday is, why are these two issues connected? Why are they connected? So let's start with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Mishnah starts with him. He says we say Malchiot together with Kedushat Hashem. He doesn't explain why. The simple pshat as to why would be because the themes are similar. The themes are similar. Kedushat Hashem, Malchut Hashem. The Turei Evin adds another point. He says that if you look in the Gemara, and you all saw the Gemara, Rabbi Yudah Anasi, the question the Gemara is asking, where do we know Malchiot from? Shofros, of course. The Torah says Trua. Zichronos, it says Zichron Trua. But where do we get Malchios from? And that's what everyone's struggling to find out. So Rabbi Yudah Anasi has a very interesting source for it. He says, and I hope you understood it when you were reading the Psukim, it says at the end of the piece before Rosh Hashanah, which Yom Tov is discussed in Parshas Emor before Rosh Hashanah? Which is the Shavuos. It says at the end of Shavuos, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And then it says right afterwards, it starts with Bechodesh HaShvi'i. So you see, before you start the Rosh Hashanah stuff, you have to have Malchios. An interesting drasha, right? Because it's a pasuk of truth. So if that's true, that we're learning Malchios from the psukim before, it makes a lot of sense that we would put Malchios in our tefillah, the brachos before. Right? Before we start getting into the Malchios, the chronos and the shofars and the day. It's before. However you explain it, that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says. But here comes the chiddush. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that Malchios goes with Kedushas Hashem, therefore you don't have tkios on that bracha. That's the linkage we're trying to understand. Why should the fact that Malchios is with Kedushas Hashem mean you don't have tkios there? And that's an assumption that Rabbi Akiva agrees with. Rabbi Akiva says, if we're already saying Malchios, if you blow too, if you're not blowing, why do you mention them, right? His point is, we have to blow for Malchios, right? Okay, if that's the only problem Rabbi Akiva had, what should he say? Say Malchios with Kedushas Hashem, and blow! Rabbi Akiva says, no, since I want to blow for Malchios, we have to put it somewhere else. Meaning, I, Rabbi Akiva, agree that if Malchios is with Kedushas Hashem, you can't blow. And because I want to blow for Malchios, I have to put Malchios somewhere else. So he agrees with that assumption, right? And on Tuesday we discussed this more. Rabbi Nochananel seems to link between the assumption. Everyone seems to be linking between this assumption. The question I want to talk about today is why. Why does everyone agree that if Malchios is with Kedushas Hashem, you don't blow for Malchios? And if Malchios is with Kedushas Hayom, then it's all good. And that's why Rabbi Akiva moves it. So the Turei Evin, again, one of the major Achronim Roshon, I didn't assign this because of the lengthy piece, but the Turei Evin explains that the problem is Hefsek, meaning, if you had Malchios with Kedushas Hashem, and then you have the brach of Kedushas Hayom, you don't want to blow for that, and then you have Zichronos and Shofros, you'd be blowing for the brach of Kedushas Hashem. Then you would have a brach you don't blow, and then you'd be coming back and blowing again. There's a hefsek in the blowing. We want to have the blowing straight for bracha straight. Again, that's a chiddush. Where do we get that from? I believe there's another explanation you can give here that has basis in the Rishonim and in the Gemara itself, and that's what I want to talk to you about. I think you see it in the words of Rabbi Yonasan Miluniel. Yesterday in the shiur we had about Shofar, we talked about Rabbi Yonasan Miluniel as coming from Provence, the area of the Rishonim where the Meiri and the Balamor and the Ravid were all from. If you look towards the bottom of the page here, if you look towards the bottom of the page here, I mentioned on Tuesday the Ritz Geat, you have it here, one of the Gonim. And you see here when he quotes our Mishnah, let's take a look together before we get to Rabbi Yonasan Miluniel. He says, V'yom de matzibur mispalim balachash tes brachos, avos gvurus v'kedushas u'malchius, Hashem, zichronos v'shofros, v'seder habrachos v'hatkios, kachu omer, avos gvurus kedushas Hashem, v'kolel malchios im kedushas hayom, v'tokea. There's two interesting things I want to point out here in Ritz Geat. First of all, when he mentions the Seder HaBrachos, he doesn't just call it the Seder HaBrachos, he calls it Seder HaBrachos HaTkios. Remember we talked that you have the Mishnah here, Seder HaBrachos. You have the Mishnah, Daf Lilon, Gimel, Seder HaTkios. Are they related? He sees our Mishnah as talking about Seder HaBrachos and HaTkios together. Because it is talking about the Seder HaBrachos and HaTkios together. And of course he passes like, Rabbi Akiva, V'kol el malchios im kedushas hayom. What's interesting is he only says it about the tefillah shel tzibur, not the tefillah balachash. By the tefillah balachash, he just says, you say, avos, gvurus, kedushas, malchios. This whole idea of putting it together, he says, by the tefillah b'tzibur, that's where you have the issue of brachos and tekios together, because that's when you blow, right? But let's take a look at Rabbi Yonasan Miluniel. He quotes both shitas here. Seder brachos, kedushas Hashem at hakadosh, umarech bebracha zu, sheomer ba'al kein nekava, sheyesh ba yud psukim shel malchios. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, right? He quotes both shitas. What's the difference in how he quotes the shitas beyond the point they argue about?
Quotes on with the bracha.
When he quotes Rabbi Akiva, he quotes the nusach of the bracha. When he talks about Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he doesn't mention a chasima of Malchios, right? There's another difference. When he talks about Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, including Malchios in Kedushas Hashem, what does he call it? Umarich bebrachazu, sheomer baalke nakave, etc., etc. When he quotes Rabbi Akiva, what does he call it? The kol elimo, not just umarich, the kol elimo Malchios. Everyone sees the difference I'm talking about? What's pshat? I think what you see here in Rabbi Yonasan Miluniel, and we're about to see another Rishonim also, is that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan are not parallel shitos. The way you put Malchios in Kedushas Hashem is different than the way you would put Malchios in Kedushas Hayom. We can explain why, but first let's just see the point. When you include Malchios in Kedushas Hayom, it becomes a basic part of the bracha to the point where it expresses itself in the chasima. The chosein baruch Hashem melech hakolot mekadosh Yisrael. It becomes part of the chasima. It's not just umarich you added on. It becomes part of the bracha. In fact, in the Rambam, it's even more extreme. Let's take a look at the Rambam on the top of page 4. In the Rambam, it's even more extreme. The Rambam says, Shnia zichronos, shlishi shofros. What's interesting about the Rambam?
No kedushas hayom.
He calls the bracha that's malchios and kedushas hayom. He calls it
malchios.
Not only does it become part of the bracha, but according to the Rambam, it becomes the bracha. No, isn't that interesting? And you see it in the Torah also. Look at the Torah in the next source. Look at the Torah in the next source. V'yomer avos gevuras kedushas Hashem, malchios. The kol imo kedushas hayom. Less extreme than the Rambam, right? Zichronos v'shofros. And by the way, we'll get back to this later. It's the difference between the formulation of the Mishnah and the formulation of the Gemara. I'll explain what I mean. If you look in the Mishnah, the question is, where do you put Malchios? What does Rabbi Akiva say? Omer gvurus, avos gvurus, kedushas Hashem, the kolo malchios im kedushas hayom, meaning kedushas hayom is the host and malchios jumps in. As Amil says, malchios becomes a basic part of the chasima. If you look in the Gemara, the question is hafuch. When the Gemara quotes the brisa of Rebbe and Rav Shbag, it's veheichan omra l'kedushas hayom. The yom is put in with malchios, and that could be where the Rambam got it from, right? It's basically the bracha of malchios. That's all within Rabbi Akiva world. But within Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui world, when you add it to Kedushas Hashem, it's not part of the Tosefet of the bracha. And it's just part of the ha'arocha, that you're lengthening the bracha. And it doesn't even mention the chasima of Amel HaKadosh. Some even understood that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui, you don't say Amel HaKadosh, you just say Akel HaKadosh. If you look at the Rash, one of the Rishonim, Rav Shimshon Mishantz, one of the Balei HaTosfos, the Rash Mishantz, has a Pirush on the Sifra. Unfortunately, we do not have a Sifra here with the Pirush of the Rash. There is something here we don't have. It's the basic Sifra has the Pirush of the Rash. I don't know why we don't have it. But in any case, the Rash says that, according to Vichon Menuri, the Brach of Kedush Hashem, Yochosem, Hakel HaKadosh. The Meiri, on the other hand, says, you say Amel HaKadosh, it counts as if it's Malchios also, he's trying to justify it. But Pashup Shat, in the, if you want to see me in the Rash says it's beferish, is that we don't even mention Amel HaKadosh according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui. And I think you can be medayik this distinction within the Nusach of the Mishnah. What do I mean? Let's read carefully. You ready? Let's read carefully. By Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui, what does it say? Omer avos gevuros kedushas Hashem v'kolo malchios imayim. Right? What does it say by Rabbi Akiva? Omer gvuru avos gvurus kedushas Hashem. What should have said next if it was parallel to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui? It should have said Omer avos gvurus kedushas Hashem. You should say Yom. V'kol machios imo. It doesn't say that. It's v'kol machios im kedushas Hashem. They're one team, an equal footing team. You with me? Equal footing team. It's an equal footing team. In fact, one can add another point, which I'll mention in a second. Okay, I'll mention that point in a second. Okay, yeah. Does everyone understand the point I just made? I'll summarize it. The point I just made is that it seems from Yosef Milonil and other sources, there's a difference to how Malchios gets added to Kedushas Hashem to how it gets added with Kedushas Hayom. And that would explain very well why there's a difference in the Tkios. Because essentially, when Malchus gets added to Kedushas Hashem, the bracha is a regular bracha of Kedushas Hashem. You don't blow tekiyos there for Rosh Hashanah, just like you don't blow for Avos and Gevuros. Only if it's added to Kedushas Hayom, where it has an identity as a central part of the bracha, can you do tekiyos there. You can't do tekiyos for Malchios if it's added to Kedushas Hashem, because it's a bracha of Kedushas Hashem. It's not a bracha of Malchios. So now the question becomes, why is this true? Why is it that when Malchios gets added to a bracha of Kedushas Hashem, it gets swallowed up? Only when it gets added to Kedushas Hayom does it stand out as a bracha of Malchios, etc. And I believe that one can explain this distinction on both sides. One can understand why when it's added to Kedushas Hashem it doesn't have its own special identity. And one can understand dafka when it's added to Kedushas Hayom why it would have such a special identity. And let's get into both those points. The bracha of Kedushas Hashem is a regular bracha we say every day, right? It's not a special Rosh Hashanah bracha. And especially according to the Chachmei Sfar, the Spanish Rishonim we saw on Tuesday, who belittle the fact that these brachas are mentioned in our Mishnah, right? In fact, the Ritva said, it's coming to teach you that it's exactly the same regular bracha and you shouldn't add anything to it, remember? So if it's exactly the same regular bracha, so it's the same, so adding Malchus to it isn't going to change it into Rosh Hashanah bracha, it can't be changed. It's the regular bracha of weekdays. And I think you see this beautifully in a great diuk in the Mishnah. You guys ready to see a great diuk in the Mishnah? You want to see a great diuk in the Mishnah? It's a great diuk. You're going to miss it. What does it say? Look carefully. It says, you say Kedushas Hashem, V'cholel Malchios Ima. Right? That's what it should say, right? Because it's with the bracha of Kedushas Hashem, right? What does the Mishnah say? What do you mean Imahem? What's pshat? It's part of the regular framework of Chol Brachos, right? You say Avos, Gevuros, Kedushas Hashem. How do we know they're one framework? If you make a mistake in any of the three brachas, what's the halacha? You got to go back to the beginning. Because they're one regular whole framework. Even though technically you're putting the Malchios into the third bracha, you're putting it into the broader whole framework that's Imahem. That's the deal. You see what I mean? It's a regular, as opposed to, what does it say by Kedushas Hayom? V'chol Malchios in Kedushas Hayom. The Kedusha Hashem bracha isn't a unique bracha. It's part of the regular framework of the opening three Mahem that you say every day. If Malchios gets put there, it gets swallowed up and lost. On the other hand, if it's added to Kedusha Hayom, it's not just that it's one of the special Rosh Hashanah brachos, it's the super special Rosh Hashanah bracha. What do I mean it's the super special Rosh Hashanah bracha? If you look at our Gemara here, the Gemara quotes a source, a special source for the fact that you say Zichronos and Shofars. That I understand, that's a Chiddush. But the Gemara also quotes a special source for the fact that you say Kedushas Hayom. Where do we learn the saying of Kedushas Hayom from? After the Gemara explains Avos, Gvuros, and Kedushas Hashem, it says, Uminayin, Sheomrim Kedushos. That it says, Uminayin, Shomach, Shomach, Shofros. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Dichtiv, Shabbason, Zichron, Chua, Mikra Kodesh. Shabbason, Zek, Kedushas Hayom. Zichron, Elo, Zichronos. Chua, Elo, Shofros. What do you mean Shabbos and Zekdush Zayom? You need a special makor to teach you that you mentioned Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah? What's the makor for the fact that you mentioned Shabbos on Shabbos? What's the fact that makor for the mention you mentioned Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh? There's no special makor for that. It's just a din that you're supposed to mention on each day, the unique things of the day. If you want to know where it's from, it says Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Tein Lo Me'ein Brachot of Shayom. You're always supposed to mention the uniqueness of the day. The Gemara here isn't satisfied with that. It has a special makor for mentioning Rosh Hashanah. And the same Rash, the Rash Mishant on the Sifra, says you learn from here that you have to mention Rosh Hashanah, the words Rosh Hashanah b'mefurish in the Chasima of the Bracha. On a regular Yom Tov, how do you end off the Bracha in Shmoneh Esrei? Mekadesh, Yisrael, Dazmanim. Do we mention Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot? No. Well, how do we end off in Rosh Hashanah? You guys remember? Melech HaKol Haaretz Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. Why? Because there's a special pasuk for it. And that's how Masechet Sofrim summarizes the top of page 4. K'shem shechasimasan shel Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippur Mishuna Mishar Yomim Tovim. Kach Tfilasan in general. Where do we learn that from? We learn it from here. And those who looked at the Gra, I know Mori looked at the Gra, and the same Masechet Sofrim, he says that the intention is you have to mention both Yom HaZikaron and Yom Teruah. Not just saying Rosh Hashanah. Yom Teruah and Yom HaZikaron. So on the one hand, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Malchus is being included in regular, simple chol. And according to Rabbi Kiva, not just is it being included in a special Rosh Hashanah bracha, it's being included in a super special Rosh Hashanah bracha. And I'll just add one addendum point. It could be that Malchios needs this in order to blow for them. Why would Malchios need the connection to Kedushas Hayom in order to blow more than, say, Shofros and Zichronos? Why would Malchios be more needy of it? Because as we mentioned earlier, obviously you would blow for Shofros. What are Shofros about? Obviously you would blow for Zichronos. It's mentioned in the Pasuk together with Shofros. Zichron Trua. Why is it hard to say you blow for Malchios? Because it's not mentioned in the Pesukim of Rosh Hashanah. It's derived from a pasuk before, it's derived from an association. Malchus needs help, Rabbi Isaac. It's understandably a very important theme. When it gets put in Kedushas Hashem, it's got no help. When it gets put dafka with Kedushas Hayom, that's where it gets super special help. And I want to show you where you can be medayak this from. Remember, we saw Rabbeinu Chananel. Let's go back to Rabbeinu Chananel, who said 10 lines from before it gets wide on the bottom of Lamed Beis and Aleph. V'kevan sh'amad Rabbi k'Rabbi Akiva the Masnisin. Since Rabbi passes like Rabbi Akiva, therefore hol chazaka v'asayu. V'afilu Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the polygal Rabbi from Shmuel disagrees and says that the Zichronos goes with the Kedush Tayom, right? Even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Palagal Rabbi, Amak Rabbi Akiva the Masnisin, he still holds like Rabbi Akiva. Shall you know again be Yavne Shetokin Lamalchios? Because remember in the story he said, why is it Afilu Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? What's the Chiddush according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Why is it a greater Chiddush that you blow for Malchus according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? I think the explanation is very simple. When you put Malchus with Kedushas Hayom, it's easier to understand why you would blow for them, because Malchus is in the central bracha of Rosh Hashanah. But if Malchus is left alone, which it is according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it's Malchus, then Kedushas Hayom and Zichronos, and then Shofros, it's a bigger chiddush that you blow for Malchios, because Malchios needs help. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it doesn't get much help. According to Rabbi Akiva, it gets a lot of help. And that could explain why it's put there. Questions, yes?
So why does Kedushas Hayom require Shofros blowing in the first place?
I don't know if it requires it. I don't know if it requires it as much as it facilitates it.
How so?
By being a central bracha and allowing Malchios to piggyback on it, it gives Malchios the standing as an important enough bracha to blow for. You're saying, why would it help at all? It helps because it's still a Kiddush Hayom. It gives importance to it. Not kiyness to it, but it gives importance to it.
And then, because of that importance, we then...
Then we can blow for Malchios.
So then it's like a two-step extension?
Right. And this would explain where Ritz Gaius. Let's go back to the Ritz Gaius, bottom of page 3. You remember he mentions this mixture, this kolel Malchios and Kiddush Hayom, only by Tefillah B'Tzibur. Right? He doesn't mention it when he talks about the Tefillah Slachash. Why? What's the explanation, obviously? What do we have by Tefillah B'Tzibur that we don't have by Tefillah Slachash?
Tkiyah.
We need the Tkiyahs. Seder, Brachos, and Tkiyos is only when you get to the Tefillah B'Tzibur.
He's an Ashkenaz guy.
Well, in the old days it was done that way. It was done that way with Tefillah B'Tzibur.
Even with the Sfarim.
Bahim was done the Tefillah B'Tzibur, yeah. Not Balachash, yeah. In any case, when you're davening Balachash, you don't need Seder, Brachos, and Tkiyos. So there you don't need the Kolel Malchios and Kedushas Yom. It just says you say Malchios. Technically, you say it with Kedushas Yom, but it's not important. It's not important to mention. It's just a Nusach HaTfila. Mm-hmm. And I think, like I said earlier, this is the biggest difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Braisa, which talks about Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, right? It asks the question, Heichon Omer L'Kedushas Hayom, right? Tanya, Rebbe Omer Ima Malchios, Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Ima Zichronos. What's not mentioned in the Braisa?
Shofros.
Tkios. Yes, Shofros and Tkios, right. It doesn't talk about anything to do with the shofar. Our Mishnah is different. Our Mishnah is about not just Seder HaBrachos, but what the Ritz Geas calls Seder Brachos Tkios. And that, I think, explains why in the Braisa the question is not Mitzad Malchios, the question is Mitzad Kedushas Hayom. Because we're not trying to figure out how you blow from Malchios. Obviously, you have Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofars. Now the question is, where do you put Kedushas Hayom? Because we can only have 9 Brachos. And I think that can explain the surprising sheet of the Rambam. What do I mean the surprising sheet of the Rambam? Nowhere in the Rambam's halachos does he mention the debate of our Mishnah. He doesn't say anywhere, v'cholel, malchios, im. He mentions the brachos, but he doesn't tell you the halacha, right? Somewhere he should say, cholel, malchios, in, and then you blow on. He doesn't mention it. So the Lecha Mishnah says, well, he mentions it in Hilchos Tefillah. He doesn't mention Hilchos Tefillah either. The only place the Rambam mentions it, not the halacha, he just mentions, you say malchios, right? Why not? Why doesn't he paskin Rabbi Akiva? Maybe Rambam paskin like Rabbi and not Rabbi Akiva. What do I mean he paskin like Rabbi and not Rabbi Akiva? He understood the whole question here is only one of Nusach HaTfilah. This whole vart of the tkios and the brachos, and you need the bracha to be connected to Gishai Yom in order to have tkios. That's Rabbi Akiva. We don't paskin that way. We're not concerned with that. It's a pure Nusach HaBracha issue. It's an issue of Matbea HaTfilah. And that's why he mentions it only in the Matbea of the Tefillah. He disagrees with our Mishnah. Not, he doesn't disagree with Mishnah, he passes like Rabbi. Our Mishnah assumes that there's a Tkios Brachos issue. Rabbi doesn't mention the Tkios Brachos issue. Maybe the Rambam passing like Rabbi, not like our Mishnah. And Rav Soloveitchik, and what this will conclude, explain this way in the Yerushalmi. If you look in the Yerushalmi says, did I not print the Yerushalmi here? Where's the Yerushalmi? Oh, yeah, I didn't print the Yerushalmi. We have to add on the Yerushalmi. If you look in the Yerushalmi says that in Yehuda they were noeg like Rabbi Akiva, I think, and Begolil they were noeg like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And then it says, and even if you do the opposite in either place, you're Yotze. What does that mean? How could that be? I think the point is, it's not a halacha. It's not a halacha, you have to do it this way, you have to do that way. It's a minhag, it's a matbeat tefila. You could daven this way, you could daven that way. And I think you see this in the way the story is told in the Bavli. The story about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Usha. Let's get back to the story. What happened? When they were being Mekadesh, the Shana and Usha, Yared Rabbi Yochanan ben Broke in front of Rabbi Shimon ben Liel, and he did like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, lo yunogin kein biyavna. What do you mean, kacha yonogin, lo yonogin? It's wrong. You have to do it again, no? It's just a minute question. It's just a matbea hatfila question. Or in other words, one could see the Mishnah and the Braisa as understanding all this in two different ways. The Mishnah is about the brachos and tkios question. It has that whole issue of the tkios on top of it. The Braisa, it's just about nusach ha-tfila and where you put it, and that's why the Rambam passes the way he passes.
What?
Okay, people got it, even though we did it 2 days apart. Okay, now we're all here, and we can go straight and start new things together. Tomorrow's Parsha Shavuot, Sunday, we're starting a new sugya. The next sugya is going to be about saying the 10 sukkim of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. And we still have to fill in here something that came up in our Gemara here. Where does the issue of the 10 sukkim come up in the Gemara we already learned?
Each time.
In a very strange place. Let's go back to it. Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, if you don't blow for Malchios, why do you mention it? The Gemara finds that question problematic. What does it say? What do you mean, why do you mention it? Torah says you have to mention it, no? So the Gemara says, no, what he meant was, why do you say all 10, you should only say 9? Huh? What? Why is the difference between 10 and 9? Why would not blowing the shofar mean you'd only say 9? You understand? That's a very strange thing, no? So obviously this requires us to understand what the saying of 10 is about and what the saying of 9 is about and the relationship between the different parts of the 10. And that happens to be the next Mishnah. Cool. So we're not skipping it. We're going to start the next Mishnah. We're going to get back to this, right? Now we're going to go into the saying of the 10 psukim, then we're going to get to back to the issue of the relationship between the tzigos and the brachos when we get to Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Yes.
So in the discussion of Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, at the bottom of the page, or towards the bottom.
Yes.
And there is the opinion that if you combine Kriyas with Zichronos, then Malchus is by itself.
Right.
But we're assuming that Malchus is already...
Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that disagrees and holds that Malchus is enough. But Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan Inui disagree with that, right?
Right, fine.
They both assume that if Malchus... Well, maybe you could say if Malchus was alone, they would say it's okay, but they don't consider that possibility. Because they only want nine brachas.
It's okay, why wouldn't they consider that possibility?
Because they needed to combine, and they thought that the way to combine it was only X or Y. You with me? They don't raise the possibility. I don't know what they would say about that possibility. Why don't they consider it? Because it's not possible, because he wouldn't have tkios, then we don't know what they would say about that possibility.
Right, so is that what you meant, that the Rambam doesn't hold by our Mishnah? That
meaning he doesn't hold by our Mishnah that the brachas tkios issue is an issue.
The same, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he doesn't hold that the brachas tkios issue.
Well, I think he holds like Rebbe.
Rabbi Shimon Gamliel?
The Rambam holds like Rebbe.
Oh, okay.
Who's parallel to Rabbi Akiva, but without the whole tkios brachas issue. And that's why the Rambam doesn't mention the tkios brachas issue.
Gotcha.
Rav Rafi and I